Minimum Competence in Scientific English, Unit 1.3, page 20. The Tambora Eruption and the Battle of Waterloo. Is there any link between the climate and world history? According to geologist Kenneth Spink, the destiny of Europe may well have been changed by a geological phenomenon, the eruption of Mount Tambora in 1815. The most powerful volcanic eruption in recorded history occurred on Sumbawa Island in southern Indonesia in April 1815 with the cataclysmic eruption of Mount Tambora. As a result of the eruption, the peak of the mountain completely disappeared, reducing the height from about 4,300 meters to 2,851 meters. And leaving a crater 1,000 meters in depth, with a cross-section of 7 kilometers. It has been estimated that 50 cubic kilometers of magma and sulfur dioxide were injected into the stratosphere, while a thick layer of volcanic ash extending over a radius of 1,000 kilometers was deposited on the surrounding islands. It is difficult to evaluate the scale of the damage with accuracy. Estimations for deaths caused directly by the eruption range from 10,000 to 15,000. However, a far larger number of people died from various secondary effects. The heated lava flowing into the sea caused giant tsunamis more than 30 meters high, and there was widespread famine due to agricultural losses and harvest failure. It is believed that the total number of deaths may have attained almost 150,000. It was not only the southern hemisphere that was affected. Aerosols of dust and sulfur dioxide injected into the stratosphere have a relatively long life as they are situated above rain clouds and so are not washed back to Earth by precipitation. The aerosol scatters and reduces incoming solar radiation, which can lead to significant atmospheric cooling. In 1816, the weather patterns were chaotic. It was called the year without a summer. The temperature in Europe and North America dropped 3 degrees Celsius below the annual mean. In July, snow fell. The crops froze in the fields, and in Switzerland, France, and the United Kingdom, food riots were reported. Recently, Kenneth Spink, a geologist, has suggested that the Tambora eruptions may have had political consequences that perhaps changed the course of history. He points out that in the summer of 1815, the weather conditions were already beginning to deteriorate. There was much talk at the time of the extraordinarily vivid red sunsets and the enormous amount of rain that fell. This was particularly true of the area around the Charleroi to Brussels road in Belgium. As Napoleon prepared for the Battle of Waterloo, he found that the wet conditions and soft ground slowed down his army, since the number of feasible routes for his heavy equipment was restricted. This prevented him using his artillery till late in the day. This lack of manoeuvrability could well have been a crucial factor in deciding the outcome of the Battle of Waterloo.